Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Ask any farmer. It's never a good idea to let a fox into the henhouse. That's because the fox will get rid of the chickens in short order. The hens will be his main course, and then he will enjoy the baby chicks for dessert. If you want your chickens to be safe, the fox needs to be kept far, far away. Jesus talks about foxes and chickens. It's in this Sunday's gospel reading. Listen to the story from Luke 13. Just then some Pharisees came up and said to Jesus, "Run for your life! Herod's on the hunt! He's out to kill you!" Jesus said, "Tell that fox that I don't have time for him right now. Today and tomorrow I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick, and on the third day I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to a bad end outside of Jerusalem." Jerusalem, Jerusalem! Killer of prophets, abuser of the messengers of God. How often I've longed to gather your children. Gather your children like a hen, safe under her wings. But you refused and turned away. Now it's too late. You won't see me again until the day you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." There's a fox in the hen house, Jesus says. The fox is Herod, the king of Judea. The man who should be caring for the people, but instead he's using them for his own gain. Like the fox he is, Herod wants to get rid of Jesus, the one who is trying his best to care for the people like a mother hen. But the people don't want anything to do with Jesus. What an upside-down situation. The fox is in charge of the hen house, and the baby chicks are running away from their own mother. And things haven't changed much in 2,000 years. The situation in Jesus' time is a lot like today. Kings build luxurious palaces, while the people they rule live in shacks. Bank presidents accept million-dollar bonuses while families face foreclosure because they can't pay their mortgages. Politicians take exotic vacations, courtesy of lobbyists, while voters wait in vain for Congress to work together for the good of the nation. Oh, yes, the fox is still in charge of the hen house. And all the time, the hen is waiting to gather us together under her wings, while we're running in the other direction. Why do you suppose that is? Is it because we really don't trust God to take good care of us? After all, we're more comfortable with the fox's methods than with God's. When we're in need, we turn time and time again to violence, wealth, and status, forgetting Jesus' message that the way to God's kingdom is through peace and servanthood. When we could be snuggling securely together under God's sheltering wings, we're running around trying to outfox the fox. Jesus is still mourning over us today, just like he mourned over the people of Jerusalem. But it's never too late for us to turn away from the fox and run back to our mother hen. After all, while the fox is serving us as dinner's main course, Jesus offers us himself as nourishment for our lives in this world and assurance of eternal life in the next. Maybe it's time to throw the fox out of the hen house and run to God's sheltering wings.